Hi, and welcome to the Big Questions and Little Answers podcast. I'm Jaylee, and today I'm here with my dad.
Hi.
And my cousin, Naomi.
Hi.
Naomi. We have another big question for us today. This time I'm asking the questions and pick your brains about it, okay? Here's a question. Do I have to be nice to everyone?
I think you have to, because if you have to be nice to everybody or you'll hurt people's feelings.
You're right.
Okay. What do you think, Jaylee?
I think it is a good thing to be nice, because when you're nice, people will be nice to you. In the Bible, it says treat people how you want to be treated. And not only will they be nice to you, if they even don't, it'll make you feel good just being nice to someone else.
Okay, but what about if someone's a real pain? What about someone who's really not nice?
I think you just be kind to them, because if you be kind to them, they'll be kind to you back.
Okay, and if there's no guarantee for them to be kind to you back, then can I not be kind to them? Or do I still have to be kind to them?
You'll still have to be kind to them.
Why?
Because in order to be nice, the Bible says always be nice, even if they're bad.
Says love your enemies, right?
Oh, it does. Actually, let's look at that. Let's look at John chapter 13, verse 34. Jaylee, what does that say? John 13, 34.
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another.
That's right. So that is the Lord's word for us, is that we ought to love one another, which means that we ought to be kind to one another as well. So what does that look like, Naomi? What does kindness look like?
Like you're being happy. It's like a kind of emotion.
Okay, can be. Is it just an emotion though, or
no? It's like being gentle, no hitting, okay. like being kind.
Like, yeah, so I like what you said, being gentle, no
gentle
hitting.
Gentle is a good word.
No hitting would be like peaceful, right? What else?
Like be joyful to have a new friend.
Ah, okay. So friendly. Friendly's good. What else, Jaylee?
Well, don't be easily angered around them.
Okay, so that, patient.
Be patient, good. Yes. And you could just be kind to them, even if they're being mean to you. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they stole something from you. You don't have to say, hey, give it back. You could say, okay, can I please have that back?
You can, yes. And what if they say no? What do you do then?
Well, you could grab someone.
Grab someone?
Oh. Not grab someone. Like, get an adult, I should say.
Go call mom or dad or something like that and have them.
Like a teacher.
That's right, or a teacher, and have them deal with the situation.
I recently learned that you don't have to be in charge. It's okay to let someone help you.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So you can ask someone, if someone's being mean to you, don't try to be the boss. Go get someone that really is the boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as believers, we ought to have the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 through 23 says that the fruit of the Spirit produces things such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and so on and so forth, self-control. And so when someone is mean to you, what you shouldn't do is be mean back. What you shouldn't do is hit them. What you shouldn't do is call them names or be unkind, right?
Yes, this is my favorite thing to say. Like, God always keeps us safe and never lets us go. He always follows us in our ways.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that bit of wisdom, Naomi. And so I think that the Bible is pretty clear that we should be kind to everyone, especially actually our enemies. In fact, we need to be, Jaylee and I talked about this in another episode in the past, that we also need to be forgiving to one another, because sometimes people will say mean things to us. You know, you've probably have had a person say something mean to you, and you, Jaylee, have also had a person probably who has said something mean to you.
Yes. And also, I have a question for
sure.
I went to gymnastics, and so one of my friends, it's like what, not my friends, it like someone was being mean. He was in my class to my friend.
Yeah. So if someone's being mean, we shouldn't be mean back. In fact, we should respond the way that God would call us to respond. We should be forgiving of one another. In fact, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says that. Jaylee, will you want to read that one for us?
Yes.
What does it say?
It says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
See, this is why we're kind to people. And this is why we're forgiving to people, is because God was also kind and forgiving to us. In fact, because he was kind and forgiving to us, we need to do the same. We don't have the ability, or let's say the authority, to be mean and to bring condemnation over others. That's, condemnation's a big word. What do you think that word condemnation means, guys?
Like, my teacher handled all of my teacher in gymnastics, mm-hmm. like handled it all of like of. Who was being rolling over my friend.
How did she handle it? Do you remember?
So he was talking about don't do that. Like, don't do that. It's like gymnastics. Sometimes he was telling him back. It's just gymnastics. That happens a lot. That was not an accident. My teacher said.
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher handed it all, and then my friend had to go sit.
Okay, so your teacher handled it because she had the authority to be able to handle that. And so we don't have the authority that God does to condemn people. That means to judge them or to punish them. But the Lord has called us to do something, I think, very simple yet difficult at the same time, to forgive and to be kind to others. And so I'll ask you guys the question one more time, and then we'll have Jaylee give us the little answer to this big question. Do I have to be nice to everybody?
The little answer today is God says in his word that we should love and be kind to everyone, even our enemies.
Even our enemies? Even if they're mean, I have to be kind?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Because if you're supposed to be, if you're being mean, the Holy Spirit doesn't like that, because you're not being kind to another person that's being naughty to you.
And yes. when we are kind to people, that actually is a reflection of Jesus.
It's called self-control.
Absolutely. Self-control. Self-controlled kindness. That can actually help change a person who's not being kind, you know? This is the way that we can help others, too. This is the way we could be a light in this world.
We could be an influence.
We can be a good influence. We could be Christ-like. We could be Christian. That's what that means, to be like Jesus. And Jesus was kind, wasn't he?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for this episode and your answers and your insight. And man, I feel like now I know what to do, and now I know that I need to be kind to everybody. So thank you guys, and thanks for listening today. And if you before we leave, though, if you have a question of your own and you'd like to email it to us, Jaylee, where's that email address?
bigquestion@wayfamily.church.
Naomi, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure to have you on our podcast.